Oh, there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When it dreams at the top of the sky, well, you just have to jump pretty high. But don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. Young Harry Hadgetts loved making gadgets. Life needs some new things, was his claim. Hoped one or two things might bring fame. This is the last time you'll hear his name. Nobody mentions Harry's inventions, but do you think that got him down?
No!
Here comes the end when you've gadgets to mend. He's the best repairman in town.
So there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When you start out to climb through a cloud,
well, it may get a laugh from the crowd.
But don't give up too soon
if you stub your toe on the moon. Now, sweet Sally Springer, she was a singer, lived in a hall room up one flight. Thought of a ballroom big and bright, well, she would make her debut some night. Then for her trouble, pop went the bubble. Say that it's sad, but wait, don't weep.
No!
Now they admit every night she's a hit when she sings her children to sleep.
So there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When you trudge up a hill to the peak,
well, you've hardly begun, so to speak.
But don't give up too soon
if you stub your toe on the moon. Horace McLowett, he was a poet, worked in an attic night and day. Sort of fanatic, some would say, much too profound in an obscure way. Tried hard but lost out, laughed at and tossed out. Horace the failure would not grieve.
No!
He writes the rhymes that are cheerful as chimes on the Christmas cards you receive.
No, there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. Though it may be a blow to your pride,
you're a hero because, well, you tried.
So don't give up too soon if you stub your toe.